She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? This is our back-to-back episode of the Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome. We're going to be talking about the newest episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars on Disney Plus. I finally caught up. I've been binging it like crazy. I've been watching nonstop Clone Wars for hours and hours the past like week, because I really wanted to catch up, because you had told me that new episode was amazing. And I've been off social media, so I didn't know about the hype on The Clone Wars, but you told me that on Twitter. Like, I mean, even Star Wars Theory, all these Star Wars fans, they were saying, like, it's, like, the best Star Wars you're going to see
it's
ever.
Peak. It was, like, the peak,
it's peak Star Wars. So, obviously, that got me really excited, and I was just kept binging and watching, and I'm finally caught up on Clone Wars, and we're going to talk about that new episode now, because it was... I remember we saw it.
Well, that was my second time watching
it. Yeah, that was your second time watching it, and that was my first time watching it. And because right after that, I started Rebels now, because now I'm watching Star Wars Rebels. And when I finished the first two episodes of Rebels, I kept thinking back on that episode, just how good it was. I felt like I had just saw a new Star Wars movie that I wasn't supposed to see yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's something that just stuck in my mind for a while. And it was, but it was like a really good Star Wars movie, because the format in episodes 9 and 10, it's like a movie. It's part 1, part 2, and it's just so well done. I was like, oh my, like it was disgustingly good. And it was like, this
Dave
is what
Star with his pecker out.
Yeah,
with his
this is Dave out. Filoni in his full glory, you know, because I'm gonna be honest, because I'm fresh off all the episodes in season 7. First few episodes were good. It was just mostly about Rex and stuff like that.
No, yeah, that was good, because I think that was a storyline that...
It probably that people, was left open.
Yeah, that people want to get to see, because I think I saw somewhere, it was you can watch episodes, but they weren't done yet. And I think it was about the Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah, I love the Bad Batch. Yeah, the Bad Batch is awesome.
Those are cool.
And
things.
I know it closes that story, I guess, with Fives and Echo. And you know, I love the fan service in this season. And again, it's not fan service in a bad term that all these Rian Johnson fans say.
Yeah,
this is like, this is just showing the appreciation of Star Wars. Now, after that Rex storyline.
Yeah, the first few were good, but when it got into Ahsoka.
Yeah, Ahsoka's.
That dragged a little bit.
Ahsoka's journey after leaving the Jedi Order and stuff like that. Yeah, I did want to see what happens there. But my God, those episodes, I mean, that was. This is a 12-episode season. Like, this is the last season. We only have 12 episodes to enjoy. And four of those episodes were about Ahsoka with these Martez sisters. I just did not like these characters. I thought they were really annoying. The arguing back and forth. Just everything about the characters.
You know, it felt like Rise of Skywalker when Poe was fighting with Rey. And I
it
felt
was
tormented.
Forced. It was forced.
Like, I felt tormented. Like,
yeah,
you feel like annoyed.
I was annoyed with the characters, and I get why they did it, because it does show us. It's showing Ahsoka the underworld of Coruscant and what the world is like, and not Jedi's are not always seen in a good way, and it makes her grow as a character. I understand that.
Yeah.
But four, goddamn! I remember I was like, this is still going. I remember it ends like an episode 8.
It dragged a little bit.
It goes from episode 4 to 8. I was like, dude. We're already on episode 8, and we're still...
I had
still...
to wait a week.
Yeah.
Until I stopped.
I'm glad, yeah. I'm glad that I binge-watched it. I can't imagine the people who had to sit each week, waiting each week for that. And I was like, dude, this is a... Like... This is 12 episodes.
It felt
and
like...
This is 4 out of the 12 episodes. That's one-thirds of the season is about this. And this is not even expanding the lore of Star Wars. And remember, I'm fresh off... season 5. I'm fresh off everything before that, right? So, obviously, I was really upset to see how season 5 ends, and then I was upset seeing how great the last episodes were, and knowing that all those story arcs, that so much there are so many more story arcs that they could have done that was cut off because of Disney shutting down the show, and I was really disappointed. So then, obviously, I was worried that, man, we're only getting 12 episodes. Like, this is just Disney being like, hey, look, let's finish off the story, finish it off, do your thing, and make the fans happy. They could have easily funded them for 20, maybe get more story arcs. That's fine. We're getting this, and these episodes that we've gotten are great. But man, you're telling me one-third of this season is about these characters that doesn't even expand. It's not even a worthy story arc, because I don't care about the characters. It doesn't expand this lore. Yes, it does develop Ahsoka. Fine. But man, like, this is the this is our last season. You know what I mean? You gotta give me, like, quality stuff. But it's fine, because, again, I was able to binge it. A lot of people couldn't. People were waiting weekly for this. I don't know how they must have felt. I would have been flipping out. But it feels like Dave Filoni in these last two episodes, these new episodes. This, it's like, okay, here, we dealt with that. Now here you go, fans. This is what you wanted. Let's make this right. Because, I mean, from the beginning of the intro was different, right? The long pause, and then Star Wars and Clone Wars in red, and then the shots, it shot like a movie. It feels like, okay, now let's get our hands dirty. This is where the fun begins. That, you can feel the passion. It's hard to explain, but you can feel the passion in these episodes, you know? And episode, because it is part one and part two, I mean, my God, it's like some of the best stuff I've seen in Star Wars. It blows the sequel trilogy out. Like, the sequel trilogy, I just don't even think of anymore. Like, this is what Star Wars should be, you know what I mean? And man, it's good. And again, being fresh off, you know, how season 5 ends and everything, how they left that Darth Maul storyline super open, you can tell that they had to tweak and change it up here, because it has been so many years, and they only have enough time, again, because they wasted so much time with the other stuff. They have 4 episodes left now. This is it. So that you can tell that they had to change it up, and because I don't know, I don't think... Do you think they always had Ahsoka plan to fight Darth Maul in the Clone Wars?
Possibly.
Remember that episode with Darth Maul and Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan was going to come back? And again, it doesn't matter now, because I know it's been so many years that they had to just, like, refresh the audience. Because they do. They refresh you with the whole politics aspect of Mandalore. We can't fight in Mandalore because it's, you know, even though that was talked about in season 5 in that episode, and it was kind of resolved where they were going to come back and fight in Mandalore. But again, they don't have season 6, 7, 8 to go into that anymore. And I think they kind of found a way to how to end the Clone Wars story while also having Ahsoka back in. They did it, like, perfectly. It's so well done. And how this is tying already. This is already... during, which is a huge deal. I didn't think they were going to do this. This is during Revenge of the Sith already, which is awesome. I mean, Obi-Wan calls her, and he was like, oh, Anakin killed Count Dooku, and this whole thing. I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is like, you know what I mean? Like, this is already during.
Yeah.
You know, Darth Maul knows about the plan. There's a lot, and it's awesome. It is awesome. I mean... Where do we even start? I mean, Ahsoka coming back, getting her lightsabers. You can tell it's just for the fans. Like, fans have been waiting for that. You know what I mean? The little nods at Revenge of the Sith already, right? Like, Palpatine gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
They need to go and get him. General Grievous is going over here. Obi-Wan needs to go take care of that as well.
We're cheering on how that ends.
So... there's 2 episodes left in this, and this is, it's inevitable. Like, it's gonna lead to Order 66, and, you know, and it's just awesome. I mean, that battle between Darth Maul and Ahsoka was
amazing.
Amazing. It just, you're watching, and you're just like, the way it's shot like a movie. It's just so good. You know what I mean?
Yep. Clone Wars. Gets it right.
Dave Filoni, give this guy the chair. Give this guy... have him take over. That's it. And I think that's going to become... that. If Mandalorian wasn't enough for Disney to realize that, this season, this finale is going to make them realize it, I think.
Well, hopefully.
Because, goddamn, that was some good Star Wars right there. Like, Darth Maul being back. Like, people love, you know what I mean? Just a shot of him reaching out and the lightsabers opening up again. And that's straight from Phantom Menace, you know? Ahsoka being back. And it just, it made me excited about Star Wars again because, again, like, now I'm caught up and I'm loving Rebels so far. You know, Clone Wars took me some time to get in that groove because, you know, Clone Wars did have some early filler episodes. It's just, you know, getting you used to the world. But Rebels from the start, I was like, ah, and I think Clone Wars just left me so excited that it left me so look how good these cartoons can be.
No, wait till you get to season 2 of Rebels. That's that season 2 of Rebels is where it really
So that's why I'm excited, you know,
like once you finish season 1, but once you get to season 2 of Rebels, that's when it really takes off, season 2.
And it's just
from there on, it's just a great story.
It makes me appreciate so much what George Lucas, his vision for Clone Wars, because that's what Disney doesn't understand. Because we were watching some clips of the Star Wars Resistance yesterday, and it's awful because they don't understand what George Lucas and Dave Filoni are doing. George Lucas with Clone Wars, yes, it's a kid's show, it's a cartoon, but when it's time to tell stories and expand the lore and get dark, it does. You know what I mean? And look at this. Like, if this was Disney's full creative control, we would have Star Wars Resistance, which is just that morning cartoon show for kids, you know? And this, I mean, I just love it. I love how perfectly, I just love seeing it connect so well.
Yeah.
That's one thing with Clone Wars so far. Everything. I mean, from why do the clones in Order 66 just follow orders? They had the chips in their head. You see Palpatine talking to Count Dooku about order. Like, you can see the buildup, you know? And it's just so good. And then seeing this, that it's already during, it was so, it felt like we were seeing this movie that we shouldn't see yet or something, you know? Them, Obi-Wan talking about Revenge of the Sith. And I felt like I was watching a movie that, like, I don't know. Like, it was so crazy. Talking about Anakin spying on Palpatine, the Chancellor, and now it's starting to make sense because throughout the whole Clone Wars show, it made me wonder, like, why don't they mention anything Revenge of the Sith? And I think they're doing it very smartly. They didn't just have Ahsoka walk away and then Revenge of the Sith starts, because then you would think, like, man, Anakin must have, he would have to mention Ahsoka at least once during the movie, you know? But while Revenge of the Sith is happening, this is happening. Ahsoka's fighting Darth Maul. So they're just in another mission. So there's not that thought process of, oh, I wonder. Everybody's just doing their thing. And it makes me really excited to see how they're going to end it.
Or 66, I'm curious. Because it's going to focus on Tano. It's going to focus on Ahsoka. Yeah. Because it's going to show how
she's going to find out, right? Like, I would think about Anakin and... Because Darth Maul's already telling her, like, he's the final piece to the puzzle, and I do think that they wanted Obi-Wan to fight him in, you know, Clone Wars, just have that story really run out and keep going, but they got canceled, you know. And here, I love how they made it work here so many years later, and it does. You can feel the passion in these episodes, you know. And it's just, it really is peak Star Wars. I just don't even know. I don't even know what it's a. These episodes from 10 out of 10. If it's not obvious already, these episodes are 10 out of 10.
Right.
You know, the Ahsoka. I don't even want to talk about that.
It's kind of like what I was trying to say. It was kind of like the Mandalorian, where it dragged a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it got to the story where it should have been like yeah. I guess to the story.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni does have that problem. It is kind of like a thing where you kind of notice with Dave Filoni, where, in Clone Wars with Ahsoka and those annoying sisters,
yeah,
and even with this guy, the Mandalorian, that had the same problem too with episode 5, 6, and 7. It kind of dragged a little
five
bit.
5 and 6. I think it just showed what the Mandalorian wants in it, like with the family and all that.
No, but I mean,
and,
I don't know.
The one that was really
The one with that kid, the bounty kid.
That was the weakest one.
But that's a show that definitely does have that problem. He does have that. Like, it's the same issues that you see in Clone Wars in those last four. And you also see it in that show, too. Like, he has, definitely does have, because he did write those episodes.
Yeah, I do like
the... So he does have that issue. Where he does attempt to drag it a little bit. And the characters are not.
You never want the episodes to feel like filler, and I don't think the family one was filler or I forgot what the other one was, but the one that was extremely like this just didn't need to be here was the one with the kid. That whole story, we did get that ending where it teased someone, and it turns out it was what's his name? I forgot his name, but what he has the...
The little spoilers for Miles guy?
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming he was part of Death Watch or something, or since he had that weapon. He's a Mandalorian as well, but just not a good one. None of them are technically, you know. But
I don't remember. It's been a while.
But you know who I'm talking about. The villain. That he has the... What's the sword called?
Black Saber.
The Black Saber.
Gustavo Fring.
Yeah. From Breaking Bad. That episode... Yeah, okay. Like, that one, I was like, ugh. I love the gang episode of the...
But it also...
If that one replaced the kid episode, I would be fine. But since we had two episodes of just, like, nothing really happening in the story...
The same thing happened in episode 7 with Bill Burr's character and all that. Like, that was another kind of filler.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If they just used that episode and just replaced the one with the kid bounty hunter, it would be fine. Because then now you have a really good episode that, it doesn't... add to the story. It's like a good filler episode, but it was a really good one. It should have replaced the kid one, because that kid one was really bad. I
don't get why they have filler and if it's an 8 episode.
It's expanding the story. With the Bill Burr's character, I get, because they could come back, and that's like the squad. Yeah. The one with the kid just didn't need to be there. That just felt like
because filler. Because I never, when that episode came out, people were like, oh man, like, this is kind of like, what is Disney doing?
Yeah.
In a sense of, like... The first episodes people want were the story. First episode were story, and then after that, didn't get any story for... No, first three, story. After that, no story until episode 8.
Yeah.
Which it does... That, for me, I didn't really like in the sense of waiting weekly. And every week, I was like...
Oh, it doesn't help it when it's weekly,
I was like, okay, it's 20-minute, 30-minute episodes, and no main story.
And I can only imagine with this, it was probably the same way, because it is the last season, so people want... They are all the main stories to be resolved, you know? And that's one thing that I noticed with this season. I was like, man, like, yes, it does show what Ahsoka was doing, even though I think it ran too long.
That was too long.
That last episode of her finding out about Darth Maul, that could have happened in that episode 7. It didn't have to go 4 episodes, you know? That's fine, whatever. But because this last two episodes were so good.
You can skip those.
Because it shows Ahsoka's growth. Yeah, that scene where she's talking to Obi-Wan about understanding the people.
If you want to rewatch Clone Wars and already know what happens, I'm going to skip it.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. If you've already seen it, I wouldn't want to watch them again. But I know for a fact, when the new episode comes out, I kind of want to rewatch part 1 and 2 again of episodes 9 and 10. And then wait for the new one.
No, well, I don't know if that next episode is going to continue that story. Because it kind of finished the arc.
Yeah.
Part 2 finishes that
arc. No, but just because I want to watch it again. Just because it was so good.
Because I don't know what the next episode is going to be about. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's going to get to Order 66.
Yeah, it's starting to get there.
Because I think it's going to be one Friday, then one Monday. They're ending it like...
Yeah, May the 4th. Yeah. And... But just, man. I mean, this episode was... Everything about this episode. They had the humorous scenes and... You can tell they just for the fans.
Humor.
And I
don't remember humor.
Like with Anakin and Obi-Wan in the beginning.
Oh, episode 9?
Oh, yeah, that was episode 9. But you know what I mean. Yeah, no, episode 10 is just straight, like, getting to work. It's just so well done, man. And the thing is, fans are, you know, all these Rian Johnson fans, it's like, oh, that's fan service. This is good fan service. This is just being a Star Wars fan and actually getting good Star Wars content. There's nothing wrong with that. And, yeah, I agree. Like, this is peak Star Wars. There's just no other way to... It honestly left me speechless. Like, I'm trying to think of what else to say about it, except that of how amazing it is. I love how
the music,
smooth...
The music was, like, kind of Duel of Fates. Like, then like, and like, fighting.
The
and,
music is perfect.
You know, what I like, too, he didn't have Ahsoka beat Darth Maul. Because, again, Darth Maul is powerful.
He's more powerful than
him. So, she didn't beat him. Like, there was a clear one side. Like, he was beating her. Like, it wasn't one-sided.
Yeah.
Which I liked. Which that was very important that he got right. Because if he made Ahsoka Tano beat Darth Maul, that would have been a big problem.
Yeah, because Darth Maul is powerful. And it's just crazy because I had no idea about any of this when I wasn't watching Clone Wars. You know, you just see episodes 1, 2, and 3, and that's it. And then in between that, there's this whole other thing going on. You know, Darth Maul, and I'm glad I caught up because now look where it's leading. It's leading to, I mean...
And I want to see episode 3 now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for... Because I'm excited, you know? And I love what they did. I mean... The choreography for the lightsaber battle was amazing. Lovely. And it wasn't that, you know, like, cartoony lightsaber battles from, like, older Clone Wars. This was, like, I don't know if it was motion capture or something, but this was, like, a smooth lightsaber fight. Because you know how in Clone Wars, when they're fighting, it's very choppy because it's a cartoon. But I don't know if the animation is just better or if they did some sort of motion capture.
That looked like motion capture because the way they were talking...
It looked better too.
Moving, like you can tell that's what's his name, Ray Parker.
Yeah.
You can tell that like, they got like I feel like they were wearing motion capture, and you can tell that was them moving.
Because even their talking, their face is in sync. Everything you can feel the emotion more.
I tell when they were fighting, like when she was like, "Oh, like if you're lucky, like Skywalker didn't come, he would be you." Like the way she was moving and the way he was moving, like that's motion capture.
It didn't feel like cartoon.
You can tell they're like. Like it felt
they filmed
real.
The scene. They
actually filmed it.
I love it.
Because even when he was fighting, like the way he was moving, he was kind of moving like that Ray Parker guy a little.
Yeah.
Bit. Like he was.
That's what I'm
moving.
Saying. Because even when he was talking, it felt very fluent. It felt natural. Because you know, the other seasons of the Clone Wars, because it is a cartoon, you can tell it's just like mouth moving, and like they're very basic when they're talking. They do the little hand gesture like this to show it. But you can tell it's not motion capture. But here, they're just walking, and you can tell they're in their element, you know?
That fight scene was motion capture, because even the way
amazing.
The lightsabers were moving,
yeah.
Even their body movement looked like real people.
Yeah.
So, I guess so good. They probably, I guess, now they were able to do that.
So good, man. It was just... It's 10 out of 10. Like, 10 out of 10. I mean, what else... Is there anything else that I missed? It's just... It honestly left me speechless. I just don't even know.
The thing is, you gotta watch Rebels, because Rebels.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on episode 2 of Rebels.
Because,
Rebels is great.
Because there is some little like things in this season of Clone Wars that kind of calls into Rebels, like it's like certain shots that people know, like, that reminds me of Rebels.
Yeah, so
you gotta
it's exciting. I never thought I would be this excited about like cartoon shows or something like that. You know, because I always thought. I remember in the beginning, I was like, it's just a little filler stories and. But now watching, it's like, oh my God, this is expanding the lore. And that's exactly what George Lucas wanted, you know? And Dave Filoni is, like, following in his footsteps doing that, you know? And it's a shame. It makes me excited about Star Wars, but then it's also like, damn, like, is this the best that we're going to have? Because, you know, Disney's just not doing well with Star Wars. But Mandalorian, from the rumors of Ahsoka coming in, and I have a feeling Dave Filoni's planning something really big in a... with Mandalorian, and I think he's really gonna start expanding the universe. I can't wait to see how Clone Wars ends, because man, I didn't think they were gonna go this deep, and this like, I didn't think it was gonna interfere with Revenge of the Sith. I thought it was gonna end right before Revenge of the Sith. You know how you said that they're saying it was gonna lead to that battle of Revenge of the Sith in the beginning, and then that's when. But they're like interfering. This is happening during Revenge of the Sith. You have Obi-Wan telling Ahsoka, hey, like. Anakin is, he killed Count Dooku, and he's spying, like, this is during, so now when you watch Revenge of the Sith, it's like, after that mission with Anakin, that he kills Count Dooku, there's a scene that we don't know about during Clone Wars, that it's him talking to Ahsoka, and telling us, you know what I mean, that's awesome, I didn't think they were gonna go that deep.
I just hope they don't mess up Order 66.
I am a little worried about that. I hope Disney doesn't make them tone it down or something. I'm a little worried about that. Because we did see that with the game. You know, the game could have been a lot better with that scene.
But
the game.
Dave Filoni doesn't listen to Disney.
But Dave Filoni has been doing an amazing job. And I think they listen to him.
He won't fuck that up because he knows that's a big deal.
He needs to take over.
That's a pivotal moment in Star Wars.
Yeah. He needs to take over.
And you can't ruin that. Once you ruin that big moment for fans,
yeah,
that's a big blow. Because that's something fans really like. That's a big moment. That's really...
It's like the moment, you know? And I think...
And that's the one thing I didn't like about Fallen Order. They ruined that.
Yeah, they toned it way down. It
like, was yeah, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
I wasn't feeling it. They had like, the music playing and everything, but I was like...
The music was playing, but the...
Nothing was happening.
But the problem with it was, I think, with Fallen Order was that the game was rushed. So it wasn't as polished. So the way... Because even his animation, the way his master was moving was very off.
Yeah.
He was moving kind of weird. The way he was fighting the clones.
But there should have been more violence in it, you know, like showing. Because not much really happens. You're just running.
Isn't showing. You're yeah. running the sewer. Or yeah. The sewer, the vent
system. Yeah, I didn't like it. But I'm hoping, and when this Clone Wars ends, Mandalorian docuseries is coming out. Mandalorian was a hit. They got to, Dave Filoni needs to take over. He needs to be the one over watching everything.
Yes, sir.
You know, yeah, because I'm watching Rebels and I love it. This guy needs to just overwatch everything. You had told me when you're watching Clone Wars, George Lucas called him. Dave Filoni.
I read an article or something like that.
That George Lucas called him.
The Ray Parker guy that said it, I think.
That George Lucas called him, congratulate, like just saying how great of a job he's doing. That's when you know. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure George Lucas gets to see these episodes earlier.
Yeah, George Lucas, he's very honest. He told J.J. Abrams that your movie sucked.
Yeah, so for him to say that is huge. And it just goes to show, this guy needs to take over. This guy knows what he's talking about. This guy knows the story. You know? And I see it. I mean, I'm watching Rebels. I'm only two episodes in. I already... You can just see the passion he has for it. He understands the story, the lore. And you have new characters, but there's no anything behind it. It's just here are new characters, and let's just tell a great story. Because I'm really loving Rebels. Rebels, I'm loving it so far. I don't know what it is, but after the first episode, I was like, oh, I like this. I don't know what it was.
No, but I wanted to, because like, I just wanted you to start watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you get like season 2 and 3, yeah. Like, that's when it really
so, gets. You know, and Clone Wars, this is fucking great. I mean, yes, 1/3 of the season is just, I don't like, but I there's 2 episodes left. I wish there was more of this throughout the whole season.
At
you
least
know,
the end.
But at least it's here, you know. And yeah, guys.
Honestly,
I
think it's a good thing it doesn't keep going because Disney will ruin it.
Yeah, I feel it. It's weird. It feels to me that Disney was like, just finish the story. Let's give the fans what they want.
They want brownie points.
It helps. It's brownie points, and it helps. I guess Ahsoka's. Not really, because they're going to have her in Mandalorian anyway. It's brownie points. They're like, okay, here, finish
they know,
this.
They know everyone hates them
right it now. Feels like it, because they're like, okay, finish the story, but you only have 12 episodes.
Yeah, because everyone hates Disney. Everyone can't stand them.
Yeah, they're not. They're judgment calls.
I don't like Disney right now either. Like,
yeah,
they're shitting on Star Wars. They're ruining George Lucas's baby.
Yeah, their judgment so far has been terrible.
And, I mean, look at their new announcement.
Yeah, their judgment has been terrible. But I'm enjoying Clone Wars.
And I don't know what they're doing with that High Republic crap. I don't know what the fuck that
is. It's just like comic books and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But I have faith that Dave Filoni is going to keep doing well. He's gonna take over. Watch. He's going to be the guy.
I'm worried about the Kenobi.
I'm a little worried about that too. But I'm excited for Mandalorian. Clone Wars has been great. And... that's really the only two things we have going for us right now.
And the sequel, if Dave Filoni ever does it for Rebels.
Yeah, let's see.
The sequel.
But, yeah, guys. I mean, feel free to comment. Let us know what you thought of the new episodes. They're 10 out of 10, right? We can agree on that. It's peak Star Wars. Like, there's just no... It honestly left me speechless. I don't even know what else to say. Usually I can talk and, like, break it down. It was just amazing.
That's
just quality.
That's Lucasfilm. That's old school Lucasfilm. Yeah. Like right there.
And it just shows like what George Lucas always wanted. You know what I mean? Because yeah, you think, oh, it's just a cartoon show, but no, it's just there's more story in there, more lore that, and you respect the vision, you know. And Dave Filoni is really honoring that vision, you know. And he said it. He's like, I never feel entitled to change it or make it seem like if it's mine. Like no, it's not mine. It's his. And I'm just honoring that. And he said that in the Mandalorian making. And you feel it in Mandalorian. You feel it in Clone Wars. I'm already feeling it in Rebels, you know. It makes me very excited. After Clone Wars is ending, it is very sad. Some people were saying, like, enjoy this because we don't know what's going to happen after this. This is like, yeah, like, they're ending Clone Wars, but we don't know. This might be the best that we get. This is peak. So everybody's like, enjoy it. I think Mandalorian's going to continue being good. Ahsoka Tano's going to be in it. That's going to be cool. But other than Mandalorian, I don't know.
But I just... the only problem that I have with Mandalorian is the fact that that's not a binge-worthy show. Like it's better binging than, like, weekly.
Just like Clone Wars. It's better to binge it. Because I binged it, and it was great, but I can't imagine.
The
problem
is I know Season 2 of The Mandalore is going to there's gonna be some filler.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see.
So with that, I know that's going to be a problem. Because it's because I know in Season 1, I was having that issue. Yeah. I was getting kind of mad at the show already. I was like...
Think about it. That's 3 or 4 episodes. No story. It was like 3 episodes and no story. That's 3 weeks that you're waiting every week. That's the thing. If you're binging it,
it's fine.
That's what happened to me with this, with the Clone Wars. I binged it. Yeah, was I annoyed? Yes, but I got through it. Imagine waiting 4 weeks. That's a month of that. No way. I would have gone crazy. But yeah, guys. I mean, amazing. 10 out of 10. I mean, what did you guys think? Did you enjoy the episode as much as we did? Let us know in the comments what you think. I just don't even know what else to say except that it's amazing. It is peak Star Wars. Anything else before?
Yeah, enjoy the last 2 episodes and then Disney's.
2 episodes left, man. Next week, and we're definitely gonna be talking about that. I'm so glad I caught up. I caught up in the perfect time. I caught up for the best episodes.
Now watch Rebels.
And I'm watching Rebels right now, and so I'll be keeping you guys up to date with that. Yeah, guys, that's our Clone Wars talk. If we missed anything, feel free to let us know what we missed. It's just, it honestly did leave me speechless. I still think about it. It's like, wow, it was just that good. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening, as always. We'll have more episodes out soon. And it just sucks that there's only 2 episodes left. It sucks. I have been off social media for a bit, guys, but I am going to be posting some stuff because I want to share with you guys a lot of movies that we've been watching, and I've been writing down all the movies we've watched so far the past couple weeks in the quarantine and all that, movies that we think are really good and movies that we rewatched or watched for the first time, just to share with you guys and give you guys those like recommendations if you're looking for things to watch. So thank you guys so much, as always, for watching. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Till next time.